intrigue and evil shadows are the flavor of the week. In the last tape, I was sitting in on one of my first official meetings of the Queen City Supernaturals. Turns out, Flack is still holding one hell of a grudge, and Tim is determined to see me back out on the street. Madeline is keeping most of the heat off me. She reminded me that I still have to pick a hound, and by next meeting, I need to have one all nice and chosen. In the middle of all of that, I was visited by some kind of saltwater witch who's got a grudge against my ancestors. Is there anyone my bloodline hasn't pissed off? Also, there's another magic draining monster making its home in the Quinn City. It tried to attack me at a local buy box, but Jackie Smoke was on the scene and able to fend it off. I'm starting to get the feeling there's something bigger than Invasory on the horizon. I'm driving out to the last mountain lake to pay a visit to Leech. If you recall, that's the parasite that attacked me and Razor a while back. I need some answers about the monster that attacked me at the buy box. Jackie's in the passenger seat. She still looks a little dazed by the experience.
What in the name of 0 days lucky processor was that?
Not quite sure. That was old magic.
Whatever they called up, it was abyssal. She somehow wrapped her own magic around yours and pulled it into the world. I've never seen that before.
But you could see how the magic was designed? That's a tidy skill to have.
Yeah, one of the first spells I learned when I got my power. I used it to design some of my show's magic. It lets me throw a little bit of stagecraft over my real power.
Huh. So, what does my magic look like?
It looks a bit like a lava lamp.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, when I say of course, I mean, what are you talking about, Smoke?
Everyone's magic feels different. Everest's magic feels like someone dancing in front of a mirror. Threadripper's magic is like throwing 3 packets of pop rocks into your mouth at the same time and trying to recite the alphabet backwards. 0 day is like lightning in a bottle. If the lightning made fun of your jacket while it shocked you.
He's literally done that.
But with you, Valentine? There are all these layers, and it's constantly shifting. Your magic has influences from everyone. I feel and care for you. It's like a living, shifting painting. It can harden to armor or become fluid as needed. Beneath that, there's your other magic. It feels more bound to you, and when you call upon it, part of it bubbles up to the surface and becomes one with your will. I see Invasory in there, bouncing around inside her own little bubble. Under all of that, there's something deeper. The source that makes it all move. But when I try and look at the source, something grabs the plug and pulls. It all goes dark.
So there's something else in there?
Yes. And it's old. Before Reza, before Flack. Maybe the same age as Anspark. And it doesn't like being looked at.
It's crowded in there. We should start charging rent. Hear that, Invasory? We pull up to the last mountain lake sanctuary. It's an old rec center that got shut down in the 80s. Now it's boarded up and covered in graffiti. Of course, hidden in all that graffiti is a ward, so the local teenagers never try to break in. Inside, Leech is sitting in his Faraday cage, curled up on the floor. I drew his smiley face back on so he'd look happy no matter what we did to him. The Great Dead Detective is keeping our good buddy Leech comfortable.
So you see, that's why this classic Fiara will never go out of style. It is both economical and reliable.
My friend, as fascinating as your tales are, and trust me, they are quite fascinating. I fear one more and I may try to pull my own head off. That would be unfortunate. I like my head.
We can always talk about the history of swing music.
No,
Genie! How goes the battle?
Valentine, this elite fellow is so delightful. He's hanging off my every word. He looks so pleased.
Please pull my head off, Valentine.
You can cash out when I'm good and ready, mate. We need to have a chat.
I feel that if I refuse, I will be forced to learn more about the advantages of owning a classic Fiero.
And who says you have stuffing for brains?
I quite literally do. But that is besides the point. If I answer, will you leave me someone else as an attendant?
Deal. Tell me about a shadow that can pull your own magic out and take someone else's face.
Dori Maria?
Bless you. Come again?
That was her name before she came back. But then again, why do garbage constructs matter? Our lady needed us, and we heeded the call.
So you all were something else before?
Yes, I was a glorious golem made of living stone. I would protect our lady from the slings and arrows of fledgling mages before we met him. He bound her under the earth, and we don't remember what happened after that. We just woke up, and were in a world of concrete and bland magic. We were all so very hungry, and feeding on magic would stop the pain, and satisfy the hunger that fed on our energies in turn. Thus we all fed and gave it to our lady.
So you mean your lady did this to you?
Yes.
You're hurting people. Why? Who is this lady you're willing to kill for?
She was the first, the queen of the abyss. Like me, she grew tired of her world and escaped. But the new world was filled with you humans, rude creatures that sought to kill her. Or break her to pieces to satisfy their curiosity. She grew tired of all you vexatious mouth breathers, and with her son and the pixie servant, she relocated to an island where nothing but wild pigs dwelled. A place where she could live out her days in peace. But one day, a ship foundered on the reefs surrounding her home. A man with a daughter and books of science. She allowed him to stay and raise his child. That was a mistake. But how was she to know he had the heart of a traitorous snake? The man was not just a scholar, but an alchemist. You would call him a street magician now. He broke open the secrets of her abyssal magic, learned her vulnerabilities. Then one day, as she was sleeping, the coward stole her power and took it into his veins. Then he bound her under the earth and left.
Ashnout.
Yes, that is the source of your power. My lady is still beneath the earth, but she has sent us to harvest magic for her. When she has enough, she will return and claim what is hers.
You're in here, mate. And you didn't get much, so I reckon her tank is still pretty low, yeah?
I am not the only one. Dori Maria is blending in with the crowd now.
Right, the one doing the face thing. What exactly is her role?
A spy. Another servant of my lady. She used the magic of the abyss to change her form. Through the years, she forgot her own face and adopted whatever form suited her. Dori Maria now lives by stealing the faces of others. Her true form lives in the Shadow Realm.
How do I stop her?
If you can face her with a true heart, you may be able to stop her from stealing someone else's form.
A true heart?
Oh, I'm sorry, friend. Even if I have a smiling face, I quite dislike talking about this. Maria was nice. I don't want to hurt her.
That's fine, Leech. You gave me everything we need.
Mighty fine.
Valentine?
Come on, Jackie. GD, gonna need you to see a man about a monkey. I'm gonna pick a fight with a faceless beast.
I will alert a street magician to come hang out with our special friend. I'll go find my good red tie.
Jackie, you know how you can see the design behind a spell?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of breaking the EULA and reverse engineering some magic. Me, Jackie, and Eris stand on Scar Street. I'm on one of those little raised planters along the center of the lane. Jackie's checking her spell work on the ends of the block, while Eris is staring at me with a mixture of disbelief and utter amazement at how ingenious my plan is.
This is by far the most inane plan you've ever had.
Okay, I may have misread the signals. Is your sister in?
Yes, she believes she should be able to pull you in when the time is right.
Perfect. Jackie?
My illusion spells are ready. When I snap my fingers, people will see two of my best shows on both ends of the street. It should prevent people from passing.
Wait, won't people realize you're in two places at once?
Surprisingly, no. I do this at Fringe every year. Double billing.
Now that's a proper street magician. Alright, let's get this going. First, I just need to draw some blood. Why does the old magic always need blood? Plenty of, I don't know, soda in the world. Bad milk. What about that fake juice stuff? Ah! I drip the blood from my hand in a circle around me and push my will into it. A flood of arcane power washes into me. I'm distracted for a moment when I think I hear Invasari tittering like a little schoolgirl. Must have been my imagination. I give my head a shake and send a single loud message through the ether. I'm here, you beastie. Come get me. It doesn't take long before a figure seems to bleed from the shadows. Her face blurs and melts, reconfiguring into something plucked from my memories. Whatever she chooses, it's probably going to hurt.
Petulant child of mine. Of course, you'd take the drastic route to get my attention. You ran away from home, then you abandoned me in the abyss.
Oh, come on! My mother's face? You're going to need a new act to get me angry now that I know your tricks. Jackie, now!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Son, what have you done?
Sorry, Mum. The shadows are a no-fly zone for you. Gonna have to deal with me up close and personal-like.
Thief.
Aw, what's the matter? You had the voice down pat just seconds ago.
This changes nothing.
Oh, sorry, Ave Maria. That's where you're wrong. GD!
So you got me in the light. I am not one of those pitiful half-dead who cower in the shadows.
See, that's where you're wrong. I realized something when you tried to ambush me in the buy box. You ran away awfully similar to something I've seen here.
Now, sis, now!
Dorimamu looks down and realizes Eris' shadow is getting awfully chummy with her own. It's too late, though. I'm already diving through the gate spell Eris' sister was able to cast and pull me into the shadows. A split second later, and I'm now standing in what looks like a mirror of the Queen City. Looking down, I see Eris and Jackie through the earth on their side. Neat. A young woman materializes beside me. She has Eris's cheekbones, and that same deep gaze that often Eris likes to use when she knows I'm being a twit.
Hello, Valentine.
Hello, Eris's sister. I feel awkward for asking, but do you actually have a name?
Just call me Shade.
I feel like this is something I should know by now.
Yes?
You talk exactly like your sister when she's annoyed with me.
You may wish to move.
Are you kidding? Rent is crazy nowadays.
Move!
You dare see us? No one is allowed to see us!
What in the name of... Shade?
Yes?
In the Shadow Realm, is Dalmatian a 10-foot-long snake demon?
Yes.
So we're on the same page then. Of a Clive Barker novel, I thought I was going even more mad.
I will present you to my lady in pieces.
This may not have been my brightest plan.
Which is exactly what my sister said.
I call my wings up to shield me before Dori Maria can tear me to Valentine Kibble. Blades of living shadow whirl out from the darkness. This is not going well.
Valentine, I can help.
I don't need anything from you.
Cannot be here as you are. Dori Maria will chew through your wings and swallow you whole.
I suppose so. Is there a spell we can use? We gotta have something in our collective brain pans to stop me from getting ganked. If I bite it, pretty sure you aren't far behind me.
Earlier, Jackie said that your magic had a source, but it was hiding underneath everything.
Yes, I called it the Great Lava Lamp speech of 2022. My children will speak of...
Valentine!
Right, focus.
That source is what their lady wants. I can bring that power to the surface for you. It's powerless. Enough to destroy Dori Maria, perhaps. Even enough to face her master. Let me help you, Valentine. That starving beast will eat us alive. Then she'll take it. Eris' sister. Dun dun dun.
Oh, right. But when I've done my job here in the shadows, we stuff that power back down, yeah?
Of course. Into the dark, battle, and busy time, without force.
Power begins to well up from within me. My wings blaze with light. Dora Maria's shadow blades evaporate into mist. All right, spooky, round two! I conjure up the first weapon I can think of, Reza's super shotgun. The Abyss responds to my request, conjuring up a black and gold version of Reza's blunderbuss. There's some power I can get used to! Oh, what's the matter? Prey that hunts back too much of a challenge? I might have spoken too soon. A tail lashes out and sends me crashing through a window. Shade is dancing back and forth with Dora Maria, gliding between shadow blades. It's impossible to get a clean shot on the snake monster without hitting Shade as well. Ashen helps. I summon a suit of blazing armor around me and charge. I check Shade with my shoulder and she goes tumbling. Sorry, Shade. Dori Coyote lashes out with her tail again, but this time I'm ready. I grab on and hold, planting my feet literally into the ground. She lunges around to bite, which is what I'm counting on. I crouch and grab her neck as she sails overhead. Then, we're both on the ground, and I'm squeezing the life out of her. Just a moment more and I'm done.
Valentine? Valentine!
Cool night air washes over my face as I realize I'm back in the real world. Eris has Dori bound within her shadows.
Sorry, Valentine, you were still mid-spell and I had to stop you before you finished Maria off.
That's the plan! Out of my way! Eris has her trust up quite nicely.
Come on, thief! Finish what your kin started! Do it! What are you waiting for?
Happy to oblige.
Valentine!
What?
Relax. We got her.
She's gotta go, Jackie. Step aside.
I know how to free her. She's been played just like you.
I look at Jackie for a moment and I want to scream curses at her. I want to say this monster decided to add one more thing to my ledger of dumb shite I've done to Katarina. She had the audacity to take my mum's face. She dies. It hurts the little Susan we made. That's good enough for me.
Valentine, release that magic you're wielding before I have to make you.
I let go, shrugging off the suit of armor I'd conjured. The magic sinks back down to the bottom of that lava lamp. All that heat in my mind fades with it. Do it.
Here goes nothing.
Am I truly myself once again? How can this be?
It's an incredibly complex spell that would take hours to explain and years to master, but suffice it to say, I found a loose thread and started pulling. I raveled your master's enchantment and now you're free.
You mean unravel?
No, that's the opposite of what I mean. Don't botch the Queen's English, Valentine. It's unbecoming.
What of the others? Have they too been released?
There's more of you?
There are four of us. The Wall, the Voice, the Breaker, and myself, the Shadow.
Wait, one's called the Voice? Oh wow, they must have been in for a shock on that one.
No, I can't free any more of you without time and a lot of luck. I needed 4 hours to find your thread, and that's with you and Valentine locked in battle.
Wait, 4 hours? Time really does fly.
I don't know what to say. I am grateful for my freedom, but...
You know, folks, the sun's coming up. How about we find Miss Maybelline here some lodgings and someone buys me a breakfast sandwich?
I do not think so. As you said, the sun is on the rise, and with the memories of what I have done so fresh, I feel resolved to meet it and accept the reprieve it offers.
Yeah. Let's go. We can watch the sun from the lovely tinted windows of a coffee shop. As the sun washes over Scar Street, I suddenly realize what Maria meant. I immediately pull my duster off to cover the living shadow. Too late.
It is all right. You saw the truth beneath the surface and gave me the freedom to make this last choice. I have done terrible things. So much pain. I cannot stay like this. Free my friends. Let them know redemption. Please.
With those words, the sun turns her to dust.
No. She could... We could... We could have helped her.
At least we know more about who and what we're facing.
That can't be enough.
What if it doesn't have to be? I think I've got an idea.
What do you mean?
I think I can do the right thing. And knowing me, it's gonna annoy a few people who likely deserve it. Eris, wanna come with?
Where?
Madeline's office.
Ugh. If I say no, you're just gonna go anyway?
Probably.
Does this somehow involve me?
You know it.
I suddenly regret my life choices.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
My tail's not bushy. It's magnificent.
Whatever you say, Moon Moon, figure of speech. I'm here to announce my new hound, Jacqueline Smoke.
I beg your pardon?
I object. How can a supernatural who lives in the limelight police their own?
I love it! Hiding in plain sight!
What? Zero date? How are we agreeing again? This is weird.
You're telling me.
She's far from the strongest of your kind. Surely there are more appropriate candidates.
Street magicians grow up rough. When we get our powers, we have no idea what they are, and absolutely no one tells us the rules. Some of us get locked up, fall apart, or become a problem. This turns most of us into a right ornery lot, and mostly a fan of self-preservation over everything else. Jackie can keep us honest. She sees the innocents in the battlefield and puts them first. I nearly killed a monster today, but Jackie saw the person inside. Street magicians are supernatural creatures, but we're also people. If we forget what makes us human, we'd be better off back in the sports box with those shiny new UV lights.
I support this choice. Miss Smoke, not the UV lights.
Yeah, I support it too. I just request the contingency of one special Jackie Smoke show a year for Thriller.
I oppose.
I support this as well. The eyes have it. Jackie Smoke, you are officially the first Hound of the Street Magicians. Try to do a better job than your boss.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not wrong.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thanks for springing that on me.
You were already acting as my hound. Figured I'd just make it official.
In that case, as my first official act as hound, I forbid you from accessing the source of your power.
What? You saw what I was capable of.
I pulled you out of there because you were about to murder Dory Maria. We had to convince you to not kill her, even when she was captured.
I admit I was a little heated up.
A little? I saw what was happening with your magic, Valentine. It was chaos. But there was something even stranger. You sprung a leak.
Well, what?
Some of that magic was bleeding away.
To where?
I don't know, and that scares me.
Well, I guess that kind of power's off the table till we figure that out then. Now, let's get ourselves that breakfast sandwich.
You have been listening to The Graveyard Tapes, Houndcast, Part 2, written by Dustin Gray, edited by Aidan Morgan, Angela Dumoulin, and Nikki Ewart. Audio engineering by Robin of Psychonadia. Produced by Brianna Jean Teuber. With the voices of Chase Hunter as Valentine, Brianna Jean Teuber as Jackie Smoke, James Nichols as the Great Dead Detective, Corey as Leech, Nikki Ewart as Madeline, Vasri, and Eris, Christine as Shade, Maxine Bachman as Dory Maria, Rick the Whitebird as Julia, Devon Bars as Tim the Vampire, Angela Dumoulin as Zero Day, and Nils the Red as Flack.